With the Blue Cash Everyday Card, it's easy to earn 3% cash back on groceries at U.S. supermarkets, U.S. online retail purchases, and U.S. gas stations. That's how we grow our family's little nest egg. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bc. Terms and cashback cap apply.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this holy mess. And when I tell you this is a mess, it really is. I'm going to probably be breaking this up into multiples because I try to keep it sweet and simple and cute and short over here. So I'm going to start with this because I was shared this video. I don't follow this person, but she's been trending. It's viral. And I give comments and commentary on things that are already out there. I'm not trying to expose anyone. I'm not trying to get receipts and pull them so that I can have breaking news or anything like that. That's just not what I do over here. One, I don't even have that type of time to do things like that. But sometimes when I'm multitasking and I can listen to things, then when I get around to it, I can share my thoughts on things that people are wondering if I've heard about it. Am I interested in it? And what do I think? Tiffany Montgomery is, I'm going to say it, a self-proclaimed prophetess. Listen, I don't really care if she is or if she isn't. I don't follow her. I don't have anything to do with that arena that she's in. And God bless anybody that's following her. That's all I'm going to say. Because listen, I can sniff a cult. I can see a cult. And when I see things like that and I see people getting so wrapped up in people, even though they may say, no, it's not the person, it's God. No, you're getting wrapped up in the people. I think it's really sad because here's the thing. I could care less if this woman is married or not. I really don't care. But based on this video that I received and listening to it, and not only just what she said, but based on just the mere thought of what I know about marriage and men, because I'm speaking from someone who has experience being married. I've been married for 26 years. So, and that's not a bragging point. I'm not here to boast about it. I'm just basically saying I know what I know. And I've had some experience in the church world for some years. And I'm so glad that I have had the intelligence enough to know what is a mess and to get up out of it. And I have seen that type of stuff. And I just don't personally believe that this woman is really married. And the reason I say that is not just because of some things that she said in this video, but just based upon a lot of the other stuff that I've seen going around. I don't, unless the man that she is married to is on the DL, and this is just my personal opinion, unless the man that she's married to is either on the DL or he actually is a gay man, I don't know any man that would be married to this woman in this position that she carries, doing the things that she's doing, having this huge following, and be okay with a lot of the things that she's saying that God told her to do and not to do and what have you. So I'm going to play this clip from this video that was sent to me. And then, we're going to go from there.
My marriage. And this is what I'm going to say. Back in 2023, Millions Conference, I was going to, I told you all that I was going to, those of you that were coming to Millions Conference, I believe I told you, Millions Conference ended at 5 p.m. that day. I told you to come back at 7, and I was going to do a podcast, like a in-live person podcast to tell my marital testimony. What you didn't know And I'm going to share, one day I'm going to share the entire story. I hopefully God will let me share it this year, maybe next year. I don't know. But it's so freaking good. What you all did not know, who remembers that? Do you remember those of you that came to Millions Conference? You remember me saying, come back at 7. I'm going to do a live in-person podcast. I'm going to tell you everything and that. I'm going to, so, okay. So many of you remember that part. What you don't know is that I was actually going to get married in front of all of you. That's what you don't know. And about, I think, 5 people knew. And the Holy Ghost, a few days before, can y'all imagine that would have been so lit? Y'all were going to walk in. The whole marriage was going to be in front of all of you. Y'all were going to go wild. Okay? And a few days before, the Holy Ghost said, do not do it. Do not keep it quiet. Don't share it with anybody. So now I'm like, oh, shoot, what do I do? I done told these people to meet me here at 7 p.m. Right? So, but I heard God clearly. It was very loud. He said, do not share with anybody. So I believe I made an announcement on the microphone and said, because y'all didn't know that part. You didn't know I was getting married. I was going to marry in front of y'all. You didn't know that part. But I made an announcement on a microphone and I said, hey, you know, canceling the podcast part of it. Do you know somebody sent me an email or a DM on Instagram? And she said, Prophetess, please keep your marriage to yourself. She said, because when you made an announcement that you weren't doing the 7 p.m. podcast anymore, she said there was a woman that sat next to her and she went like this. No, no, no. She said she was going to share it. She said the woman stood up and stormed out of Millions Conference and she never saw her again. I had about 2 to 3 more emails and DMs of people telling me that other people did the same thing and started saying, why isn't she sharing? She promised us she would share. She said she was going to share. She lied about not sharing. And I said, that's weird. Why? So you didn't come back to the conference of entrepreneurship because I didn't share about my marriage? That's so weird. Now, mind you, I said, God said, don't do it. God said, keep it quiet, right? That's what God told me. I got to stand before God on judgment day about that. So then, that was 2023. We in 2024. I'm getting phone calls. So you know how you got your close circle of friends and then you got the outer circle of friends and then you got the outer circle. So my close friends, like nobody feel comfortable about calling them, asking them nothing about me. But then I got my other friends. That they're like, hey, Tiff, people are calling me saying, hey, so what's going on with Tiffany's marriage? Did she get married yet? And they like, well, what made you feel comfortable asking me anything about her marriage? I started noticing that some of the people that were closest to me were getting phone calls from regular people on social media saying, hey, did you get married yet? And all I heard God say was, keep it quiet. Then here comes the mocking. That man left Tiffany.
All right, before I continue, my commentary is not to mock, because like I said, I could care less whether she's married or not. But let me continue.
Tiffany only went to Nigeria to chase after a man. God told me Tiffany never got engaged in the first place. God told me she got engaged and she got left. Hey, you guys, stop talking about Prophetess. God told me she's married now. Hey, guys, leave her alone. God told me she's engaged. So now all you see on YouTube is, where is Tiffany's husband at? Why is she hiding her husband? Because I heard God tell me not to tell y'all nothing. That's why.
And, you know, she's laughing like it's funny. But here's the thing. I will continue, but the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because she has this ministry where she was running some sort of fast prayer ritual for women in her circle. I call it a coven, a cult. That's my personal opinion. That want to be married. It's this fast for their husbands. And I'm going to tell you, there are so many women in churches, in ministries, that are single, that are hoping and are praying that God is going to send them their husband. God is going to send them their Boaz. That's what you hear a lot of, right? And I have seen it. I have seen women that have been so desperate that they would get with the first thing that got a ding-a-ling because they believe that God sent this person. And they're either no longer married to these people, or I've seen where some person prophesied to a woman and said, God is about to send you your husband. And they had a child that was like maybe in elementary school age. And now they're, you know, their child is in college and they're still single. I'm telling you, you see a lot of this, and it's just really sad because a lot of women, they get hooked up on these words, really hoping that they're going to get their heart's desire of this man that's going to be their everything. They're going to, and not only that, they're going to be living the type of life that they want to lead, to live, which is being a part of Tiffany Montgomery's ministry. And I'm going to tell you that a lot of the men that may get with these women that claim that God sent them their man and they got married, they're not going to want to be a part of Tiffany Montgomery's cult. They're not. So if Tiffany Montgomery is married, I don't see her being with someone that would be having her as the leader, if you will. And if she did get married, who's to say how long it's going to last? I'm just basically saying, because just a lot of this stuff just isn't adding up to me.
And here's the thing. I didn't understand it before. I understand it now. There are some people that have the luxury of sharing their entire life on social media. Regular people have the luxury of doing that. But spiritually, I come against too many demonic altars for my life to be an open book for you all.
Pausing. Okay. Why does her getting married have to become a social media relationship? I 100% agree and have no problem with that. Because like I told you guys, I've been married for many years. I don't make my relationship and my marriage a part of what I do online. I didn't start it out that way, so I would never begin that. There are some people that have those relationships where like that's literally their brand. Their relationship is their brand. So I could 100% understand her not wanting to share her relationship on social media. That's one thing. But to say you got married, not even saying you have to share wedding pics, you have to give blow-by-blow details of the wedding and the honeymoon reception, all of that. I am not saying that at all. But to have all of those women, because let's be clear, I would venture to say 97% of the followers that she has that literally, not just subscribers or followers, because numbers really don't mean that much in the grand scheme of things, but those active, pursuant, really dedicated followers of hers, I would say 97% are women. And that's probably being conservative, because if I was being realistic, I would probably say 99% of her followers are women and 1% are men. And maybe 50% of the 1% are either gay men in the closet or bisexual. And then the 50% of the other 1% are straight men. I'm saying you're not going to see a whole lot of men following a woman like this, because that's why you don't see a whole lot of men going to these churches, even the ones that are led by men, because they can sniff the BS. And I just don't see it making sense for her to claim that God sent her a husband and she got married, but God would not want her to reveal that she actually did indeed marry someone, and just show a quick little picture and that's it. And I get it. You don't want people maybe doing background checks or whatever on the man that you married, so you just decide to keep it in your back pocket. Maybe that's why, if she really is married. But I just don't understand why she wouldn't reveal that at least to her followers. Not saying she had to put it out there on social media for everybody, because like I said, I could care less whether she really is married or not. And I don't believe that the people who are not her followers really care that much either. So I'm just saying,
with the Blue Cash Everyday Card, it's easy to earn 3% cash back on groceries at U.S. supermarkets, U.S. online retail purchases, and U.S. gas stations. That's how we grow our family's little nest egg. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bc. Terms and cashback cap apply. Saving for your next milestone? Turn your everyday errands into cashback opportunities. Thanks to the Blue Cash Everyday Card, we can earn 3% cash back in the U.S. on essentials like groceries at supermarkets, online retail purchases, and gas stations. That's how we started growing our family's little nest egg. Take the next step with Blue Cash Everyday from Amex. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-BCE. Terms and cashback cap apply.
For the benefit of the people that follow her, she's saying, well, maybe one day. But for now, yeah, you're not going to know anything about it. And those people, those diehard cultish followers, they will give excuses and answers for that being okay versus saying, well, why wouldn't you show what God has done for you? You could talk about everything else. You could showcase the Rolls Royce. You could, and the only reason why I know that, because like I said, I don't follow her, but the thumbnail from the video had her sitting in a car with the RR behind her head. So, yeah, driving a Rolls Royce. She could talk about her homes and being a millionaire and all the money she's making. But you can't showcase to your followers that God actually sent you a man and you actually did get married. You could showcase that you got engaged, but you can't showcase that you got married. Very, very strange.
The reason why nobody can attack my marriage or lack thereof is because you don't know what to attack.
Pause. Did you catch that? Or lack thereof. Nobody who's really married is going to play those games like that. Like, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Maybe I said I do, maybe I said I don't. Maybe he said I don't, and I said I do, and we had to split. I'm just saying, if you're really married, why are you playing those games like that? Is God the author of confusion? Is God into playing games like that? I don't know. You let me know.
The enemy can only tell you what I tell you, and so I decided not to tell you anything. Somebody called me today. Now, if you got my phone number, you know me a little bit. So somebody called me today and said, Tiffany, I saw online that you were married. Are you married and you didn't tell me anything? I said to this person on the phone, with all due respect, I heard the Holy Ghost tell me not to tell you anything.
What? Someone that she knows that has her phone number called her up. Yeah, maybe they were being nosy. But to say the Holy Ghost told me not to tell you? Wow.
So you have to understand, I need y'all to see with your spiritual eyes right now. Can you hear me for a second? All of these people talking about the marriage of a woman they don't know and are this obsessed about it, I need you to know that it's a spirit behind that.
False. See, this is the problem. Trying to spiritualize every single thing from how you brush your teeth, to how you use the toilet, to what shoes you wear. Like, this is just absolute insanity. This is cult-like. I can guarantee you that the majority of the people that are doing commentary on it could really care less about Tiffany Montgomery, her so-called ministry, her followers, or her life and lifestyle, or her alleged husband, or lack thereof. We're not obsessed with her. This is something that's trending, and we're talking about it, just like honestly any other person. I'm not digging in her personal information to find out what's going on with her and her household. What she eat doesn't make me go to the toilet. So I'm not obsessed with it. Absolutely not. But clearly what she's saying is for her followers so that they can not have their wheels spinning and their mind working to think other things besides what she's saying. So it's like they can reject the things that actually do make sense that other people are giving either their opinions on, pontificating on, and they can just listen to her to say, oh, okay, well, yeah, anybody that's talking about her and her marriage or lack thereof, her words, I'm just repeating what she said, they're just obsessed. And there's a spirit behind their obsession with it. It's bullcrap.
And you understand that that's not normal, right? You do understand that that's not normal. I need you to understand that the pure obsession about my marriage is not normal. I am a regular woman who y'all don't know nothing about. You don't know me. And you don't know what to attack.
And again, putting those words out there to spin a narrative to get the followers, those diehard cult followers, to get upset, to feel like anyone that is giving commentary about this stuff that's out there that's trending is an attack. It's not. Every opinion that's given is not an attack. Every opinion that is shared that is not congratulatory, that is not praiseworthy, is not hate. You know, like we live in a day and time now where if you give commentary about something and it's not praising someone or something, oh, you're just a hater. You're just jealous. Absolutely not.
Now, what I do know is that when a man named Abimelech went up against the covenant of Abraham, God cursed his house.
Here we go with the curses, saying if you're talking about her, then God is going to curse you. Absolutely not. Isn't that the type of stuff that witches do? Didn't she say that Beyonce is a witch? And hey, she might be. I don't know. I don't know her either. But dang, you just talk about her and that means that God is against you and your household is cursed, your curse, your family's curse, the ground you walk on is cursed. Not so. Not at all. Okay, guys, I paused it and I stopped it, and I don't really know, you know, what played before that, so forgive me, but I believe the things that she is saying regarding a spirit operating in people that wants to attack her marriage, I don't believe that. She, you know, speaks things like, if you talk about her and you're putting your mouth on her, then God is going to curse you and curse your household and things like that. I don't believe that. I don't. But I'm clearly speaking on this because I've had people share this with me, wanted to know what I thought about it. And I'm speaking just based on the things that I've heard her say, the things that I have experience in, and the things that I just know about men. I don't believe she is really married. She could be. If she is really married, congratulations. More power to you. But I don't know what type of man that she would really be married to and would be okay with being married to a woman that is in the type of position that she is in and be kind of like second fiddle. Again, I'm just saying. Because I've seen women in relationships over the years. I spoke a little bit in a previous commentary that I did when I was sharing some things that she said about her marriage. And I was just saying that I used to be in a church years ago where I saw a lot of stuff. A lot of the women that were in, they had got, not a lot, some of them got married, a few, not many, a few got married. A lot of them, they're not married to this day. or if they are, they're not with the same people that they got married to during that time. And a lot of the other ones that were single and were hoping that God was going to send them their man, over 20 years ago, and to this day, they're still single, still ain't married. Now, I don't know if they got a little boy toy that they're dealing with that nobody knows about. I'm just saying, I don't know. But I do feel that it is very strange that this woman who was leading this fast for women to pray and fast for their marriages, and they're not married and God is going to send them a man, send them a husband, that the leader of that would not share their marriage. Not saying they need to share the relationship and be a social media couple. I'm not saying that. But just sharing that, yes, I indeed did get married. This is who I'm married to. You know, and I share it at least with those people. I'm not saying she has to share it with everybody online. But wouldn't that help the faith level of those women that are following her die hard and hoping that she would be like their example and they could get pretty much similar to what she got? Because the majority of the women that follow her, they're following her because they like what she looks like. They like the lifestyle that she is appearing to have, which is she claims to be a millionaire driving around in a Rolls Royce. They want the same thing. She was single and a baby mama, and now she's married. I'm single and a baby mama. I want to get married too. I want to live a millionaire lifestyle too. She said I can have it, so why can't I have? So their faith level would probably be increased if she did share with them at least that, yes, I indeed am married and here is my husband. Don't have to share a name. Don't have to give social security number and, you know, all that address and all that other stuff, because I'm sure you don't want people doing background checks on your man. And I understand that. But to just leave them in a space of assuming, hoping she's telling the truth, and then even some defending her, windmilling for her in comment sections for her honor, if you will, is just weird to me. But that's cult-like behavior, so it is what it is. But I just don't personally believe, based on the things that she said in the video, the things that I just know about marriage and men, and stuff that I've seen over the years in these churches, that she really is married. Because why would you be able to show the engagement but not the marriage? Again, not saying you have to have a social media relationship. Not saying you have to try to showcase this couple goals lifestyle. Definitely agree that that's not something that people who are not trying to have that be what they're about, to do that. Keep it private. Because even a lot of those people that showcase that stuff online, you don't know what in the world they have going on in their households. A lot of them, it's madness. So those are just my thoughts on it. I probably have more to come because this was a very long video and I didn't want to make this very long. So you can share your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.